This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Here we go. Big eclipse today. Hope you saw it. Hope you didn't look too directly at it.
I can't see.
Hobbo can't see anything. I think Hobbo's blinded.
We've had a lot of different shows over 15 years, but this is our first eclipse edition.
Solar eclipse Monday.
Edition at drive time, and a stud like Billy McMullen is a guest. It doesn't get any better than
well,
that.
Well, Billy has promised me he's going to sing some of his country music.
Yeah, he's going into the music industry. He's moving to Nashville.
He's forgetting all about, you know, teaching kids how to catch the ball and
football. Who cares?
Small stuff. Charlie Pride. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Good. What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Listen to that voice. He's got a singing voice.
We
want to
hear
right
a
there.
Hit. Come on.
Hey, I don't have any hits yet, but I sure will soon. You guys just hold tight. I'm working on it now.
Listen, we need this. You got a breakthrough on air show. We've been beating the drum for you for years. We at least get first dibs.
Hey, we may have to play the drum for him pretty soon.
You know what? I can promise you that on the release party, you guys will be there front and center.
Hey, that sounds like a plan there, Mr. McMullen. Hey, let's Let's take you briefly back to your football days. You know, I saw the other day Chris Graham had an article quoting J.R. Wilson as saying the wide receiver room in Charlottesville is really good. How do you concur on that?
I do concur. I think it's first of all, it's going to be tough to replace a guy like Malik Washington. 110 catches. Of course, he's broken all the records that was ever there at UVA, and now he's going on to probably have a pretty bright career in the NFL. But I think that room is a mature room. I think the guys are hungry. They know what they want. And you have different types of playmakers. You got one that can catch and go. You have two big guys that can go over top. And, of course, you can sprinkle in a few others. But you got guys like Andre Green coming back into the fold, Chris Tyree, Malachi Fields. And those guys all have been proven on certain levels, and I think it's just going to be explosive. You know, just working on the QB situation, who's going to take the ball and get it to him. But I think the future is looking bright.
You know, Tony Muscat and Anthony Calandria are allegedly neck and neck. So I think what's happening is Coach Elliott is doing something pretty clever. He's making sure that the veteran knows that it's his job to lose, while at the same time Calandria is being given hope that, hey, if you show well, maybe we'll put you in there. So I'm fascinated. You know, let's not forget about J.R. Wilson. He's pretty tall. Ethan Davies has been returning some punts and has shown some moxie. Sidarian Harrison is fast as lightning. And obviously Chris Tyree and Andre Green, you know, they want to show everybody that they're the new studs in the room, right?
Right. And, you know, they're Virginia boys coming back, and this room may be very similar to the receiver room maybe, what, two years ago. We had guys from A to Z that can get on the field and make plays. But I'll tell you what, whoever takes over the QB position, whether it's Tony or Calandria or Musket, you know, we sort of have an uphill battle. Why do I say that? Because I mean, if you look at the points per game, which I think is one of the most important stats in football, points per game last year was 22 points per game. And that was third last in the ACC. And then you go peek over in the defense, it was 33 points a game. That was last in the ACC. So at the end of the day, no matter who takes that put that ball in their hand and get it to the receivers, we got to score points.
You know, the interesting thing that you say, Billy, is, you know, Bronco Mendenhall, the former coach, used to make a lot out of that. You know, you had to get to a certain point level to be successful, and he did a lot of analytics and all that kind of stuff. You know, we talked receivers, we talked quarterbacks. Will the offensive line be able to give the quarterback enough time to throw it down the field?
You know what? That's up to the coaching staff to put the line in position, whether you got the studs out there or you're making a makeshift line. I've been on many different teams where, you know, not always you have the big dogs out there, your starters, that can really knock them over and get the running game going, get the passing game going. What happens is you just got to make adjustments, quicker throws, sharper routes, better decisions, some different type of timing plays and misdirection plays. So I wouldn't put all the pressure on the offensive line like, hey, you got to give them time, right? They got to get time to grow as a unit also. But I think that really lies on Dez Kitchen and Tony Elliott, where, hey, how do we work with what we have right now? We can't go to the Madden game and make a creative player and put him on the line. We have to work with what we have. So it's up to their genius to make that work.
Yeah, you know, interesting. Virginia's had three veteran tight ends that exhausted their eligibility. Rawlings and Second Wood and that third kid, I can't remember his name, but they never really got it going. In fact, one of them dropped a ball in the end zone that would have beaten Miami at home. And after that game, Coach Elliott has been under pressure. That's when everything seemed to turn against him 2 years ago.
Right.
Looking at the offensive line, though, Boley apparently had some kind of surgery, and he's rehabbing. Noah Josie, the left guard, left tackle was Boley. Left guard Josie is out as well, rehabbing. Apparently, Brian Stevens at center is okay. Ty Furnish, the undersized right guard, is okay. Ugana Nanana apparently is okay. And I haven't heard anything significant about the other tackle, this guy, Jimmy Crist. I'm hoping Crist has recovered from his procedures from last year or very early this year, because they need him. He's the kid that was at Penn State and transferred to Virginia.
Right.
And he's a Northern Virginia kid anyway. I would argue with you, and say Jennis, the transfer tight end from Clemson, he had some kind of surgery. These guys have all got to get well. They've got to have a great summer camp. And they've got to come together, because, you know, Brendan Armstrong couldn't run a quick offense. I don't think that Musket and Calandria are significantly more talented or going to make quicker reads than Brennan did. So my argument would be, they better get some better blocking. Otherwise, this is going to be a long year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, but to my point, like, you would love to open up the floodgates and get some transfers in there. Maybe they can still. I'm not sure. But that's where Calandria will come in, where I think he's a really gutsy young player. And he can you know, use his feet to make extend plays. So once again, it gets back to just game planning, being very flexible within the confines of your philosophy as an offense, but being flexible to say, hey, how do we move the ball? And then at the end of the day, we need to score points. We can't just move the ball and be satisfied with two first downs in this drive and then punt, you know, or two first downs and a field goal. We got to score a ball. So
yes,
That's really the main point. How do we do that, and who gives us the best chance to do that on a consistent basis?
Hey, Billy, question. Everybody seems to agree that we need to show progress this year. How would you define progress?
I think progress is, first and foremost, if we're talking about offense, let's talk about offense. Progress is an efficient offense where at any moment in the game, we know, the team knows, and also the fan knows, that we can score the ball. That's when you know. Think, and I'm gonna look out and dream out a little bit. Think about how you feel with Kansas City, and not comparing UVA football right now to Kansas City Chiefs. But you know, when Patrick Mahomes has that ball, at any given moment he can score that ball. If we just have half of that feeling and half of that efficiency, I'll feel good. I'll call that progress. In terms of like winning record. There's certain teams that we need to beat there's no handshaking on that. We got to beat Tech. But I would say you got to get over 500. You got to get over 500, and you got to, in terms of success and progress, and you got to get other in-state recruits happy about or excited about coming to UVA. I think those are the three big keys right there.
And I have been saying since probably January that I thought Virginia needed 5 wins this year. Now, that number may be too much based upon this schedule. I mean, this is a hard schedule. Coach Elliott.
Especially the backside.
The whole thing is hard.
It's hard, but it really gets hard in the last 6 or 7
games.
Well,
there's too many away games at the end, but I'm confirming some things. Virginia's points per game this past year was 23.3. Defense gave up 33.8. I thought the defense played valiantly, with the exception of Georgia Tech and VPI. Those were games where I did not see that.
It also screws up the average.
I know. It skews everything. Total offense, total plays. Virginia ran 850 plays and averaged 5.2 yards a play, and 368 yards a game. That's not terrible, but the points per game is terrible. Punt returns, lame. That's part of the special teams nightmare. They only had 8 interceptions this past year. I think they got to get that number up around 12, 13, 14 INTs, and they've got to somehow generate more fumbles. They've got to get the ball and have a shorter field and give the offense something to be excited about, right?
Right. Well, you look at it from a player's perspective, right? You're in the locker room, you're looking practice, and then you get into the game time situation prep before the game, like you're heading out. There's a feeling in that locker room when you peek over as a defender, you peek over to your offense and you're like, oh yeah, I know my boys got it. They got it. The defense plays differently when they know that QB at the helm has it. I promise you, that's just the way it works. So they'll go out, they'll give a little extra effort. They'll feel like, hey, we can pin them down right here. We can score. If we pin them down, we'll score. So it gets back to my point.
Yes.
If that locker room feels like, hey, we can score the ball, the defense will essentially start bringing that 33 points per game down to maybe 27, 25.
And hey, Billy, real quick, what's the key to red zone offense in your experience?
First of all, don't turn the ball over. Things happen super fast in the red zone. You got to strike now. And it's not – you always in the red zone, there are one or two plays, essentially one play. And we had 25-yard line as a red zone. and it depends on the coach, the 30, 35, 40, they call it the big red zone. There must be a strike in the end zone, a shot in the end zone somewhere, and you can't play it safe. You got to put up points, but you have to be efficient in that play. But the keys are being very efficient and moving the ball forward, not necessarily in chunks, but moving the ball forward and take a chance in the end zone. That's the biggest thing. And knowing that, you know, don't rely on a defense that can, you know, if we score three, the defense will stop us and get us a point back. And it really boils down to a mentality. We have to score. If we hit the red zone, we have to score.
Speaking of red zone, Virginia was 34 of 43, which is 79% in red zone scoring. The defense for Virginia gave up 85%.
Here you go.
Red zone touchdowns. Virginia was only 22 of 43, which is 51%. PATs, Virginia was 31 of 31. Two-point conversion attempts, they were 1 for 1. I think in terms of field goal attempts, Virginia was 18 of 21, which is pretty good. Touchdown scored 32. However, the defense gave up 51. They need to flip that. If they could flip that, this season will be completely different. And
oh yeah, for sure.
But the biggest stat on the entire page is Virginia only got 11 sacks against the opponent, but they gave up 43.
Yeah,
that's
in the red zone.
No, everywhere.
Just
on
overall
throughout
all
the field,
yeah.
And that's the key. If they can reduce sacks in half somehow, and I don't know, run some more screens and some more draws and some more jet sweeps.
Well, you're right. You got to balance that out much better.
All right. Billy, we want to thank you, and thanks for helping us sort of talk about spring football a little bit and looking ahead for the coming season.
Thanks, Billy. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. We're going to go to break now. We got our Ortho Virginia injury report with Dr. Boyd Rawls. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner, Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Who's Talking is back. Frank and Hobbo in studio, and we've got none other than Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia fame and fortune. Boyd, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it goes against all the odds, really, but we're glad you could make it.
And hey, Boyd's a good man. He was probably working with patients today, missed the eclipse. Did you see the eclipse?
I did. Yeah, I slipped outside for a few minutes.
Okay.
You snuck out there?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I hope you had on the protective eye gear because your eyes are important, dude.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Safety first.
You don't want a surgeon that can't see. You know, that's not good.
That's right. Especially in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Wow. So we don't know the names of all the pitchers that are hurt, but I've been told there are three key pitchers that are in different stages of recovery, and they're hoping they're going to come back later in the season. Because Virginia's got hitting galore now, and they're they're scoring runs at a some sort of epic pace. Typically, the injury you hear about is something to do with the elbow, and they've, you know, all kinds of things. In your experience, what sort of baseball pitching elbow injuries have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, people think about the like a UCL tear, you know, the sort of Tommy John operation that a lot of the, you know, higher level athletes will get for something like that. You know, this stuff, I'm not sure if that's what's going on with our players, but that is a pretty long recovery, you know, from something like that. I expect them to be kind of back next year sort of thing. But, you know, there's certainly some other, you know, kind of sprains and tweaks and things like that that just need to be rested.
Well, I don't think any of the players that are dinged up are dealing with something like that. But
yeah,
let's say they've tweaked something and they're just being cautious because, you know, young arms are young arms, right? What's the typical sort of injury? You just talking about like a sprain?
A sprain. You can have the sprain in, you know, some of the ligaments around the elbow. You can, you know, sort of sprain or kind of have an injury to your flexor pronator, you know, kind of origin or kind of the medial inside part of the elbow where the you know, wrist flexors originate from. That can be bothersome. Just needs to be rested, and this typically don't need any kind of surgery or anything. But they kind of sometimes look like a UCL tear, or kind of more of a Tommy John type injury.
Well, it's a little concerning, you know, that this team with all this hitting. We're about to hear from the pitching coach from UVA, and I'm sure he will clarify this.
Yeah, you can probably bring us up to date on the status of some of the pitchers who may not be currently available. The other thing, Boyd, I'm sure baseball-wise, you see in your practice a lot of finger, wrist-type stuff where guys might get hit with a pitch where their hand's on the bat, that type of thing?
That type of thing, yeah. Those tend to be okay most of the time, but... see that we see a lot of kind of the, you know, little league, you know, kind of up to high school, you know, pitchers with elbow pain, and certainly that's a time when people are growing and, you know, they're starting to, you know, throw sort of, you know, high volume a lot of days during the week and a lot of weeks out of the year, you know, at a very young age. So we see that stuff a little bit more commonly, but.
Is there a point in time, you know, they always talk about younger kids throwing curveballs and stuff like that. Do you have a particular recommendation as to when kids should start trying to do that at a given age?
I don't really have a set age that I would suggest. I mean, I think they get probably, you know, 9-10 years old, and of course all of them want to. So I think they're going to do it whether you want to or not, but the elbow is still kind of growing and maturing at that point, so you can still kind of susceptible to a little leaguer's elbow type situation, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I had shooter's elbow back in the day. It's brought on by frequency of shooting.
Yeah, Parkhill said, "Please stop shooting." You can almost hear him, right? We're just kidding, Linda. Don't get mad at me. Hey. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's why I really like Caitlin Clark, because she was always in range. You know, she got, you know, on the other side of half court. She was ready. She was ready to cut it loose.
Yeah,
that's my kind of shooter right there.
I think she should have been shooting more.
Yeah. Well, yesterday at least.
Maybe. Yeah. Good gracious. All right. Well, we want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for all the good support and the valuable contributions and.
Yeah, Boyd, you all have been terrific through the years, and this year in particular. So we're really grateful for your support and encouragement and all that good stuff, and wish you the very best as we kind of wind down. This is our last regular season show. We got a couple of bonus shows on April 29th and May 20th, I believe.
Yeah, the 29th show, we will preview the game at the Diamond between
VCU and Virginia Baseball, and take a look at the spring football game. Anyway, we're going to go to break now. You're listening to Who's Talking. When we come back, we'll talk a little baseball with Virginia pitching coach Drew Dickinson. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured?
Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives: the Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics, it's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Perfect timing for UVA's big spring. We've got awesome Olympic sports in the spring, especially baseball. And we love Brian O'Connor and his Wahoo baseball squad. They're
25-7, 9-6.
Right in the thick of things.
Took 2 out of 3 from Carolina over the weekend. You get a little greedy. They won the first two. Would have been nice to go for the sweep, but the Tar Heels got the win on Saturday. We're expecting momentarily to hear from Drew Dickinson, the Virginia baseball pitching coach.
No.
We got Drew on the line now. Drew is in his fifth year with the Wahoos. Prior to that, he spent 8 seasons with the University of Illinois, where he went to school. That's his alma mater, the Illini. So.
So he wants to scalp them. Come on.
Illinois is blue and orange, too, right?
They're tough.
So he's stuck with a blue and orange uniform here. He probably had a lot of neckties that were already blue and orange, so he had to go to Virginia. Yes. Hey, Coach, welcome to Who's Talking.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Listen, we're glad you could join us tonight. Brian O'Connor, Kevin McMullen, and yourself, you guys have a real challenge this year, don't you? I mean, there's some tough competition in the ACC. Clemson is 10-2. Florida State 7-4. NC State 8-7. The Tar Heels are 11-4 in conference. VPI is 10-4. Yikes. Virginia and Duke are both 9-6. Virginia's 25-7 overall. You got the second half of the schedule coming up, and I think you guys travel to Louisville this weekend.
That is correct. Yes, we'll leave on Thursday out there, and then we'll be at home for a while. Obviously, we played 5 weekends so far, and 3 have been on the road. So, shoot, after this weekend, we'll have played 6 weekends of our 10 weekends, and 4 of them will be on the road. So we only have one more road trip coming up. So, a good chance to get some good home cooking, and like I said, improve on that 9-6 conference record.
Yeah, it looks to me, Coach, like in May, you're home pretty much for the month of May until you go to the ACC tournament. Yeah, so the schedule might help you later on, and they do go to Louisville on Thursday, but they have VCU tomorrow, so you don't want to overlook the Rams. Got to take care of business tomorrow.
Yeah, and we know that you guys are going to be playing in Richmond on the 30th. Big game at the Diamond, and you know Who's Talking has previewed that game every year, and it's always exciting, and good Wahoo crowd shows up at the Diamond.
Yeah, a lot of Richmond alum or Virginia alum here in Richmond. Coach, talk to us about your primary orientation, the pitching staff. What about injuries? I know you've had some guys that had some injuries. What's the status of that, and how might that help coming down the second half of the ACC season if you can get some guys back out on the mound?
Right. Yeah. Obviously, as the pitching coach, right? We, obviously, I always have the utmost highest hopes for our staff every year, and this year was no different. The only thing we were lacking this year compared to last year was, last year we had 3 transfers come in that pitched in college baseball for a combined 10 years and thrown a lot of innings, right? And that experience, as you're seeing across college athletics in general, how important that is to winning, right? When the guys are 21, 22 years old. And unfortunately, we had some of our top guys go down. Our top 2 guys who were slated to be our number 1 and number 2 pitchers are both out for the season. Our top transfer got hurt in the last scrimmage of the year, has only thrown 1 inning, and it's looking like he will not be back at all this year. So it's been some tough sledding with losing those 3 top arms, but we have plenty of talented arms and players on this team. All this does is allow those guys to have more opportunities and a chance to pick up the slack. And at times we've done it, at times we haven't, and that's why we've been very inconsistent, and we're just trying to find that consistency with our staff. And me and Coach O'Connor are always talking daily about the right moves we're trying to make and put these guys in the best situation to be successful so that, as the year moves along, we can put ourselves in the best situation to get back to Omaha. And we have the talent to do it. We just got to step up a little bit and be 1% better, and we'll be in a good place.
Let's talk about your pitchers. As it stands right now, Who are the 3 most reliable starters, and then in your mind, and then who are the best relievers?
Yeah, well, right now we're using basically a 2 starter approach because we lost so many guys. Where we're kind of doing the 2 starter things. You'll start, if it's typical Friday, Saturday, Sunday, have a starter on Friday, starter on Saturday, and then we TBA on Sunday and go with whoever we didn't have to use to win that game on Friday or Saturday, and then we'll go from there. Evan Blanco as a starter has been consistent all year long, and he'll get the ball Friday night. And then Kevin Jaxel has recently stepped into the starting rotation, and he's had 3 starts, 2 really good ones, and then 1 bad one. But the bad one wasn't because he walked 4 or 5 guys. He just couldn't make a couple pitches, and he got hit around. And as much as we don't want that to happen, you can kind of walk away and stomach that a little bit because at least you made them earn it, right? And you didn't just give in to them. Which at times has been our problem on games that we've quote unquote, blown the game up early, it wasn't because we got banged around the yards, because we walked four guys, right? We got to get away from that and trust our stuff and truly have that attacking bulldog mentality and make somebody earn everything they get off us. And the more we can do that, I know that the numbers and the games and the results that we need, they'll be there.
You know,
other than Blanco, Kevin Jackson have been great. Yeah.
Who is the second one after Blanco?
Kevin Jaxel. And now the bullpen.
Yes.
We've had a lot of good guys, done some good things. Angelo Tonis, Chase Hungate has had every inning has been great except for one inning this year. He's had one bad inning. And you know how a reliever is. If you throw in 18 innings and you have one bad inning, your ERA can be a little skewed, right? So you look at overall walks and strikeouts and, you know, all the good outings he's had. Blake Barker, Ryan Osinski, guys like that have really stepped up. Owen Cody is a big arm for us. He's done a good job and is only going to be an even bigger role as we move down the stretch here. So we definitely have the pieces. Again, it's just about guys just doing what they can, what they're capable of, and not trying to do too much because our offense is relentless, impressive, and it's going to be there, and we just got to give ourselves a chance to win.
You know, I agree with that. Looking at Blanco seems to have thrown the most pitches or the most innings. And then I look down here, Cullen McKay has had a lot of innings. Jay Wolfolk, there was a lot of hope since he had given up on football and focused on baseball, but he seems to be struggling. Is he going to be able to climb out of that?
I 100% believe he's going to climb out of that. He's already started to show signs of that, of his stuff coming back. It's just about believing in who you are as a player and identifying, hey, this is who I'm going to be. And we've kind of struggled that a little bit, but I think we're in a good place that we know that, hey, this is who I am. I'm going to attack who I am. And whatever result happens doesn't change what I do, right? As an athlete or a player, you can't do that. You know, if you're a hitter and you have a bad game, you can't change your batting stance the next game. That doesn't work that way, right? You got to stay consistent in your process of what you do, especially in this game where it'll eat you up. So I have huge, huge expectations, and so does Jay, about himself and hopes down the second half of this season. And he's going to play a major role in what we do because he's a big-time arm, a great athlete. And sometimes it just takes guys a little bit longer than you'd hope to hit their stride of what they think they can be and what we think he can be as well.
We're visiting with Virginia pitching coach Drew Dickinson. Coach, do you have a specific guy that you would say is your closer?
Not really. We did early on. It was a redshirt freshman, Aiden Teal, and then he's had, you know, had a little bumps in the beginning of our ACC play a little bit, and now it's kind of been like almost like a closer by committee type thing, and whatever the best matchup is or who hasn't been used, we've used that. We've closed Aiden Teal, we've closed Chase Hungate, Angelo Tonis, Owen Cody, Blake Barker. So we have numerous guys, Jay Wolfolk, numerous guys that can do it. It really just comes down to where we're at in the game and, you know, who has been used or who hasn't, and what's the best matchup, which, you know, when you look at it, it keeps everybody on their toes and keeps everybody, you know, pitching high leverage innings and whatnot, and that's a good thing as we move forward, because as you get deeper in the season, as you know, playoff baseball, every inning's high leverage, it feels like, right? So hopefully that experience will really help us pull us through at the end.
You know, I'm looking here. I see Dean Campshire has been pitching pretty well of late. Seems like he's gaining some confidence. Who do you reckon will start tomorrow night at home against VCU, coming off the big series with UNC?
We're going to start Matt Buchanan and hopefully get two or three innings out of him, and then the game will be chopped up amongst a lot of relievers that just to get ready for the upcoming series against Louisville. And in the days that we've done that, we've had really good results of just matching up throughout innings 1 through 9 and getting maybe one guy to throw maybe multiple innings, the rest of the guys throw just one. So we'll do that same thing tomorrow against VCU to get ready and hopefully give us the best chance to win against them. We're, you know, they're always a good club, a solid club, and play us tough, and, you know, hopefully do enough to get a win there and get us back on rolling in the win column to go to Louisville.
Hey, Coach, how is it working for Brian O'Connor? He's probably a bear to work for, right?
Yeah, he's great. Obviously, I've been with him only for 5 years, but this, me personally, was a big deal getting this job for me. For one, to be at Virginia, to be at a blue blood program like Virginia, but first and foremost, to learn and work under a guy like that who's done it at such a high level for such a long time. And you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't appreciate that and whatnot. There's ups and downs, of course, with a job and like anything, but you know, I love being here and I love getting to work for a guy like that and learn as much as I possibly can. So if I ever get a chance to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-888.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Perfect timing for UVA's big spring. We've got awesome Olympic sports in the spring, especially baseball. And we love Brian O'Connor and his Wahoo baseball squad. They're
25-7, 9-6.
Right in the thick of things.
Took 2 out of 3 from Carolina over the weekend. You get a little greedy. They won the first two. Would have been nice to go for the sweep, but the Tar Heels got the win on Saturday. We're expecting momentarily to hear from Drew Dickinson, the Virginia baseball pitching coach. We got Drew on the line now. Drew is in his fifth year with the Wahoos. Prior to that, he spent 8 seasons with the University of Illinois, where he went to school. That's his alma mater, the Illini. So
he wants to scalp them. Come on.
Illinois is blue and orange, too, right?
They're tough.
So he's stuck with a blue and orange uniform here. He probably had a lot of neckties that were already blue and orange, so he had to go to Virginia. Yes. Hey, Coach, welcome to Who's Talking.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Listen, we're glad you could join us tonight. Brian O'Connor, Kevin McMullen, and yourself, you guys have a real challenge this year, don't you? I mean, there's some tough competition in the ACC. Clemson is 10-2. Florida State 7-4. NC State 8-7. The Tar Heels are 11-4 in conference. VPI is 10-4. Yikes! Virginia and Duke are both 9-6. Virginia's 25-7 overall. You got the second half of the schedule coming up, and I think you guys travel to Louisville this weekend.
That is correct. Yes, we'll leave on Thursday out there, and then we'll be at home for a while. Obviously, we played 5 weekends so far, and 3 have been on the road. So, shoot, after this weekend, we'll have played 6 weekends of our 10 weekends, and 4 of them will be on the road. So, we only have one more road trip coming up. So, a good chance to get some good home cooking, and like I said, improve on that 9-6 conference record.
Yeah, it looks to me, Coach, like in May, you're home pretty much for the month of May until you go to the ACC tournament. Yeah, so the schedule might help you later on, and they do go to Louisville on Thursday, but they have VCU tomorrow, so you don't want to overlook the Rams. Got to take care of business tomorrow.
Yeah, and we know that you guys are going to be playing in Richmond on the 30th. Big game at the Diamond, and you know Who's Talking has previewed that game every year, and it's always exciting, and good Wahoo crowd shows up at the Diamond.
Yeah, a lot of Richmond alum or Virginia alum here in Richmond. Coach, talk to us about your primary orientation, the pitching staff. What about injuries? I know you've had some guys that had some injuries. What's the status of that, and how might that help coming down the second half of the ACC season if you can get some guys back out on the mound?
Right, yeah, obviously, as the pitching coach, right, I always have the utmost highest hopes for our staff every year, and this year was no different. the one thing we were lacking this year compared to last year was, you know, last year we had three transfers come in that pitched in college baseball for a combined 10 years and thrown a lot of innings, right? And that experience, as you're seeing across college athletics in general, how important that is to winning, right? When the guys are 21, 22 years old. And unfortunately, we had some of our top guys go down. Our top two guys who were slated to be our number one and number two pitchers are both out for the season. Our top transfer got hurt in the last scrimmage of the year, has only thrown one inning, and it's looking like he will not be back at all this year. So it's been some tough sledding with those, losing those three top arms, but we have plenty of talented arms and players on this team. All this does is allow those guys to have more opportunities and a chance to pick up the slack. And, you know, at times we've done it, at times we haven't, and that's why we've been very inconsistent, and we're just trying to find that consistency with our staff. And, you know, me and Coach O'Connor are always talking daily about the right moves we're trying to make and put these guys in the best situation to be successful so that, you know, as the year moves along, we can put ourselves in the best situation to get back to Omaha. And we have the talent to do it. We just got guys got to step up a little bit and be 1% better, and we'll be in a good place.
Let's talk about your pitchers. As it stands right now, who are the three most reliable starters, and then in your mind, and then who are the best relievers?
Yeah, well, right now we're using basically a two starter approach because we lost so many guys. Where we're kind of doing the two starter things. You'll start, you know, if it's typical Friday, Saturday, Sunday, have a starter on Friday, starter on Saturday, and then we TBA on Sunday and go with whoever, you know, we didn't have to use to win that game on Friday or Saturday, and then we'll go from there. Evan Blanco as a starter has been consistent all year long, and he'll get the ball Friday night. And then Kevin Jaxel has recently stepped into the starting rotation, and he's had three starts, two really good ones, and then one bad one. But the bad one wasn't because he walked four or five guys. He just couldn't make a couple pitches, and he got hit around. And as much as we don't want that to happen, you can kind of walk away and stomach that a little bit because at least you made them earn it, right? And you didn't just give in to them. Which at times has been our problem on games that we've, quote-unquote, blown the game up early. It wasn't because we got banged around the yards, because we walked four guys, right? We got to get away from that and trust our stuff and truly have that attacking bulldog mentality and make somebody earn everything they get off us. And the more we can do that, I know that the numbers and the games and the results that we need, they'll be there.
You know,
other than Blanco, Kevin Jaxel have been great, yeah.
Who is the second one after Blanco?
Kevin Jaxel. And now the bullpen.
Yes.
We've had a lot of good guys, done some good things. Angelo Tonis, Chase Hungate has had every inning has been great except for one inning this year. He's had one bad inning. And you know how a reliever is. If you've thrown 18 innings and you have one bad inning, your ERA can be a little skewed, right? So you look at overall walks and strikeouts and, you know, all the good outings he's had. Blake Barker, Ryan Osinski, guys like that have really stepped up. Owen Cody is a big arm for us. He's done a good job and is only going to be an even bigger role as we move down the stretch here. So we definitely have the pieces. Again, it's just about guys just doing what they can, what they're capable of, and not trying to do too much because our offense is relentless, impressive, and it's going to be there, and we just got to give ourselves a chance to win.
You know, I agree with that. Looking at Blanco seems to have thrown the most pitches or the most innings. And then I look down here, Cullen McKay has had a lot of innings. Jay Wolfolk, there was a lot of hope since he had given up on football and focused on baseball, but he seems to be struggling. Is he going to be able to climb out of that?
I 100% believe he's going to climb out of that. He's already started to show signs of that, of his stuff coming back. It's just about believing in who you are as a player and identifying, hey, this is who I'm going to be. And we've kind of struggled that a little bit, but I think we're in a good place that we know that, hey, this is who I am. I'm going to attack who I am. And whatever result happens doesn't change what I do, right? As an athlete or a player, you can't do that. You know, if you're a hitter and you have a bad game, you can't change your batting stance the next game. That doesn't work that way, right? You got to stay consistent in your process of what you do, especially in this game where it'll eat you up. So I have huge expectation, and so does Jay, about himself and hopes down the second half of this season. And he's going to be play a major role in what we do because he's a big-time arm, a great athlete. And sometimes it just takes guys a little bit longer than you'd hope to hit their stride of what they think they can be and what we think he can be as well.
We're visiting with Virginia pitching coach Drew Dickinson. Coach, do you have a specific guy that you would say is your closer?
Not really. We did early on. It was a redshirt freshman, Aiden Teal, and then he's had, you know, he had a little bumps in the beginning of our ACC play a little bit, and now it's kind of been like almost like a closer by committee type thing, and whatever the best matchup is or who hasn't been used, we've used that. We've closed Aiden Teal, we've closed Chase Hungate, Angelo Tonis, Owen Cody, Blake Barker. So we have numerous guys, Jay Wolfolk, numerous guys that can do it. It really just comes down to where we're at in the game and, you know, who has been used or who hasn't and what's the best matchup, which, you know, when you look at it, it keeps everybody on their toes and keeps everybody, you know, pitching high leverage innings and whatnot, and that's a good thing as we move forward, because as you get deeper in the season, as you know, playoff baseball, every inning's high leverage, it feels like, right? So
yeah,
hopefully that experience will really help us pull us through at the end.
You know, I'm looking here. I see Dean Campshire has been pitching pretty well of late. Seems like he's gaining some confidence. Who do you reckon will start tomorrow night at home against VCU, coming off the big series with UNC?
We're going to start Matt Buchanan and hopefully get two or three innings out of him. And then the game will be chopped up amongst a lot of relievers that just to get ready for the upcoming series against Louisville. And in the days that we've done that, we've had really good results of just matching up throughout innings 1 through 9 and getting maybe one guy to throw maybe multiple innings, the rest of the guys throw just one. So we'll do that same thing tomorrow against VCU to get ready and hopefully give us the best chance to win against them. We're, you know, they're always a good club, a solid club, and play us tough, and, you know, hopefully do enough to get a win there and get us back on rolling in the winning win column to go to Louisville.
Hey, Coach, how is it working for Brian O'Connor? He's probably a bear to work for, right?
Yeah, he's great. Obviously, I've been with him for 5 years, but this, me personally, was a big deal getting this job for me. For one, to be at Virginia, to be at a blue blood program like Virginia, but first and foremost, to learn and work under a guy like that who's done it at such a high level for such a long time. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't appreciate that and whatnot. There's ups and downs, of course, with the job and like anything, but, you know, I love being here and I love getting to work for a guy like that and learn as much as I possibly can. So if I ever get a chance to be a head coach myself, I've hopefully have taken a lot of what he does and use it in my own way.
You know, back in 2015 and 2014, Virginia was unbelievable. Those teams
Yep.
were absolutely incredible. But really, one thing that's been so amazing during Coach O'Connor's time at Virginia, it's been just this consistent assault on the record book. He has won 864 games, only lost 360. He's 353-228 in ACC play, been to 6 College World Series, 2009, 11, 14, 15, 21, and 23, been to 8 Super Regionals. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I, judging by the hitting this year and some timely pitching, it seems, this team appears like it could do some damage. And does the team know that?
They definitely know that. We stay together. I mean, you know, my first full season was technically 2021, right? 2020, we only played, you know, what it was, 19 games before COVID, you know, cut us down. But in 21, we couldn't score more than 3 or 4 runs a game, but we had great pitching. And then the hitting got better as you moved along the season, and we got some guys in different roles, and they flourished enough, and we went to Omaha. And, you know, this year is kind of the same, but just flipped on the opposite ends. The hitting is going to be consistent, and we're just trying to find that pitching and find those, that niche a little bit, and get us going and carry us through. You know, the game has changed a little bit in college this year. It's been extremely high scoring across the board, across the country. I don't know so much about the balls and bats. The bats are a little better. The balls are a little harder, which is, I'm okay. As a pitcher, I'm okay with that. I like, if a guy barrels it, he should get rewarded. But what's changed a lot this year is the strike zone is a lot smaller in college. With the, you know, advent of TrackMan and analytics and the technology, umpires now have, they're given the reports, their TrackMan reports and stuff like that. So they see like balls that are off the plate away that they call strikes. Now they're calling more of a truer plate. And then when you're dealing with metal bats and, let's be honest, not professional pitchers, right? They're good, but they're still right. College age level kids,
right,
that don't have that ability quite yet to command the baseball that they need to. You get what you get in high scoring games and whatnot. And that's okay. As long as it's consistent across the board, which it has been, you'll never complain. For me, you'll never hear me complain. You just got to adjust and be better. That's all it is.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate your time. Wish you and Coach O'Connor and Coach McMullen, the whole staff, the whole roster, the very best. Hope it does involve another trip to Omaha. We'd love that. But very best of luck, hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Drew.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Coach Drew Dickinson of Virginia Baseball. We'll be back with the Olympic report brought to you by Fridays and maybe a comment about tonight's national championship game when we return. You're listening to Frank and Hobbo and Who's Talking.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home, or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-477-4000. 876-6683.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight, Who's Talking? If you missed the Drew Dickinson segment just now, he replaced Kevin McMullen. That was a fantastic insight into collegiate pitching.
Informative, yeah.
He gave us real intel, which I'm stunned. It was fantastic, and he's coming back. I'm bringing him back on the 29th.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good point. We're taking a little pause now, but we will return on Monday, April 29th. So you'll only miss us for so long.
Yeah, and then we'll be in your living rooms, in your car, in your office, talking about the best in ACC and UVA sports. All right.
Olympic news brought to you by Fridays, our friends at Fridays that have great food, great appetizers, great beverages. So make sure you stop by one of the Richmond area great Fridays service. Restaurants, our friend Tony Grillo. But on the Olympic side, this is good news for Frank. The UVA lacrosse team had an impressive win over North Carolina, 14-6. Jumped off to a fast start, 6-1 in the first quarter. And overall, just played well. We got Duke this coming Sunday down in Durham at, 2 o'clock?
Huge game. Huge. Can Virginia get the the grill off the back? Because that's a team that Virginia has struggled with.
Especially in the regular season.
In the regular season. Virginia's done well against them in the NCAAs, but it has been very annoying playing them in the regular season. And whatever the pregame has been in the past, I think they need to try something different.
And I think that game is going to be on the ACC Network Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Men's tennis. The men's tennis team is ranked number 2 in the nation right now. They beat Boston College over the weekend 7-0. They maintain a perfect 10-0 mark in ACC play. And a lot of tennis news tonight. The women's tennis team is ranked number 4. And speaking of beating Duke, they did that on Sunday 4-3. And we mentioned this last week, our friend Danielle Collins, who won the Miami tournament 2 weeks ago, won the Charleston tournament this past weekend. So that's back-to-back tournament wins for Danielle Collins. She may have to reconsider this retirement idea. Well, she's playing really well.
You know, her Instagram nickname is Danimal, and she's won 13 matches in a row. She's the hottest player in all of tennis, men and women. She's risen from 53rd in the world to 15. She said her goal this year was to make the Olympic team, and I'm not sure who's in charge of that Olympic team, but if they don't have Danielle Collins on that team, they're idiots.
Now, is she planning on going to Wimbledon, or do we know?
That's a long ways away.
Well, July. Okay, yeah.
It's a long way away.
But at any rate, all right. Well, a lot of news there. Of course, the news of tonight, I think tip is supposed to be 9:20. Connecticut versus Purdue, two number ones play for the national championship, first time since 2017. And not only are they number ones, they were the number one and two number ones. So
it's happened in a long time.
These are the two teams that everybody kind of expected to be playing tonight. How do you expect the game to go, Mr. Maloney?
You know, this is a game in which both teams like to work the ball into their big man. And we're going to see whether it's, the player of the year.
Zach Edey,
or if it's going to be Klingon.
Klingon, yeah.
Yeah.
He's 7'2", Edey's 7'4", so they're both big guys.
Something's got to give. Now, everybody talks about the experience of those other players for UConn. I like the guards for Purdue. They have got to take a step up in this game.
They're going to have to make some threes, I think.
Well, they've got to play a little bit better. They don't have to play a lot better, but they're going to play a little bit better.
That's interesting. Obviously, Connecticut going for back-to-back titles, first time since Florida in 06-07. Purdue, on the other hand, is trying to do what Virginia did, is lose the 116 game and come back and win the national title the next year. So either way, it's going to be a terrific storyline. I think it's going to be a great game. I do think Connecticut, I picked earlier today, Connecticut 73-65, but we'll see. You know, it's going to be a competitive game.
The line is 6.5 points, and I'm going to tell you, I would take Purdue in the points.
All right, well, if that's the case, it'll be a great game. I'm just over an 8-point, in that case, Connecticut would cover. But, you know, Connecticut has not had, you know, they've played 15 tournament games in the last 2 years, and I think the closest margin is 14 points. So they really have not been challenged at all in the last 2 years, so they've had a heck of a run.
I think that Hurley's a little arrogant.
And how about John Calipari out there in Hogland,
He's gone.
Left Kentucky to go to Arkansas. I think poor Coach Cal was catching a little too much heat from the Kentucky faithful, so he moved on.
And Leon Bond from the UVA basketball team announced
that
he was in the corner of the portal. I hate to see him because, you know, I liked having...
He's a good kid, good athlete. We wish him well. But
Double 035 on the roster.
I think he saw his playing time diminished. At any rate,
all right, we're on pause until April 29th.
Join us then.
Stay with us. We'll come back in 3 weeks. Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
now.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries on knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight, Who's Talking? If you missed the Drew Dickinson segment just now, he replaced Kevin McMullen. That was a fantastic insight into collegiate pitching.
Informative, yeah.
He gave us real intel, which I'm stunned. It was fantastic, and he's coming back. I'm bringing him back on the 29th.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good point. We're taking a little pause now, but we will return on Monday, April 29th. So you'll only miss us for so long.
Yeah, and then we'll be in your living rooms, in your car, in your office, talking about the best in ACC and UVA sports. All right.
All right. Olympic news brought to you by Fridays, our friends at Fridays that have great food, great appetizers, great beverages. So make sure you stop by one of the Richmond area
great
Fridays
service.
Restaurants, our friend Tony Grillo. But on the Olympic side, this is good news for Frank. The UVA lacrosse team had an impressive win over North Carolina, 14-6. Jumped off to a fast start, 6-1 in the first quarter, and overall just played well. We got Duke this coming Sunday down in Durham at, 2 o'clock?
Huge game. Huge. Can Virginia get the grill off the back? Because that's a team that Virginia has struggled with.
Especially in the regular season.
In the regular season. Virginia's done well against them in the NCAAs, but it has been very annoying playing them in the regular season. And whatever the pregame has been in the past, I think they need to try something different.
And I think that game is going to be on the ACC Network Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Men's tennis. The men's tennis team is ranked number 2 in the nation right now. They beat Boston College over the weekend 7-0. They maintain a perfect 10-0 mark in ACC play. And a lot of tennis news tonight. The women's tennis team is ranked number 4. And speaking of beating Duke, they did that on Sunday 4-3. And we mentioned this last week, our friend Danielle Collins, who won the Miami tournament 2 weeks ago, won the Charleston tournament this past weekend. So that's back-to-back tournament wins for Danielle Collins. She may have to reconsider this retirement idea. Well, you know, she's playing really well.
You know, her Instagram nickname is Danimal, and she's won 13 matches in a row. She's the hottest player in all of tennis, men and women. She's risen from 53rd in the world to 15. She said her goal this year was to make the Olympic team. And I'm not sure who's in charge of that Olympic team, but if they don't have Danielle Collins on that team, they're idiots.
Now, is she planning on going to Wimbledon, or do we know?
That's a long ways away.
Well, July. Okay, yeah,
that's true. Listen, it's a long way away.
But at any rate, all right, well, a lot of news there. Of course, the news of tonight, I think tip is supposed to be 9:20. Connecticut versus Purdue, two number ones play for the national championship, first time since 2017. And not only are they number ones, they were the number one and two number ones. So
it's happened in a long time.
These are the two teams that everybody kind of expected to be playing tonight. How do you expect the game to go, Mr. Maloney?
You know, this is a game in which both teams like to work the ball into their big man. And we're going to see whether it's, the player of the year.
Zach Edey,
or if it's going to be Klingon.
Klingon, yeah.
Yeah.
He's 7'2", Edey's 7'4", so they're both big guys.
Something's got to give. Now, everybody talks about the experience of those other players for UConn. I like the guards for Purdue. They have got to take a step up in this game.
They're going to have to make some threes, I think.
Well, they've got to play a little bit better. They don't have to play a lot better, but they've got to play a little bit better.
That's interesting. Obviously, Connecticut going for back-to-back titles, first time since Florida in 06-07. Purdue, on the other hand, is trying to do what Virginia did, is lose the 116 game and come back and win the national title the next year. So either way, it's going to be a terrific storyline. I think it's going to be a great game. I do think Connecticut, I picked earlier today, Connecticut 73-65, but we'll see. You know, it's going to be a competitive game.
The line is 6.5 points, and I'm going to tell you, I would take Purdue in the points.
All right, well, if that's the case, it'll be a great game. I'm just over an 8-point, in that case, Connecticut would cover. But, you know, Connecticut has not had, you know, they've played 15 tournament games in the last 2 years, and I think the closest margin is 14 points. So they really have not been challenged at all in the last 2 years, so they've had a heck of a run.
I think that Hurley's a little arrogant.
And how about John Calipari out there in Hogland,
He's gone.
Left Kentucky to go to Arkansas. I think poor Coach Cal was catching a little too much heat from the Kentucky faithful, so he moved on.
And Leon Bond from the UVA basketball team announced
that
he was
in
the corner of the portal. I hate to see him because, you know, I liked having.
He's a good kid, good athlete. We wish him well, but
.035 on the roster.
I think he saw his playing time diminished. At any rate,
we're on pause until April 29th.
Join us then.
Stay with us. We'll come back in 3 weeks. Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.